Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Right. Welcome back to another session of Sandy right here on the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5.
Don't you love it?
Always a pleasure to have you with me. I appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, which makes you part of the solution, right? And again, it really isn't that hard. It isn't that hard to make happen. All right, a lot happening, a lot of stories that I want to do to finish up the week. You know, it's not getting. You ever really believe that you would see the kind of anti-Semitism that you're seeing now across the country? And last night, if you were here, I played some clips. Not only of young people, you know, it's one thing to have young people on college campuses not having a clue. That's frankly, that's well expected. But when you start dealing with older Americans, and when I say older, I'm talking, you know, 40, 50, and you're interviewing them, and they don't know anything about Hamas. They really believe that Israel is occupying land that wasn't theirs. Don't you look at this stuff and you say, my God, we have raised a whole generation of morons. We're so into, you know, what do they used to call it? America's Got Talent and all of that. Remember, they could tell you who won that. Right? The average person could tell you. Remember when I used to play those clips? They could tell you who won America's Got Talent. Right? They could tell you every name of any pop rock group or whatever. Couldn't tell you how the government operates. Couldn't name two Supreme Court justices. Many of them couldn't name three senators. Right? I mean, seriously. So when you're sitting there, you're listening to all of this, you see what's happening. Don't you ever sit back, and this is just a question to the average American. I mean, a lot of you just want to go about your day and try to make your money and all this other stuff, but at some point in time, you see where we're headed. Right? You see where we're going with all this, where you won't have to worry about being thrown out of your house. The government will subsidize you. Same thing with your job. But bear in mind, it only works if you vote for a certain group of people. Oh, and you will not get the amount of food that you're used to eating. You'll get what they tell you. And you better regulate your bowel movement because you're running out of so much toilet paper. We already know that. It happens all the time. Right? Just amazing, right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation. You know, Sonya Smith joins us after the first break. I'm sure she has a lot to say about all this. And, you know, here's the funny thing about this. What people don't realize what's going on with Israel. The IDF has spies and people everywhere. They're usually pretty much all over this stuff. I heard one explanation for what happened in Israel was that, again, they were fat, dumb, and happy. Right? They were prosperous. You know, Israel's is at a prosperous time. Businesses are growing. People are doing well. You know, the IDF catches all the stuff on the inside, making sure that nobody, you know, blows up restaurants anymore or tries to make sure it doesn't happen. And then we have this. Now, there were signs of it, but they didn't believe it. And yet, my understanding is just recently, now, they let the U.S. know what was going to happen in these major cities. And then they just foiled a Hezbollah attack in Brazil. They let the Brazilian government know what was going on. You don't understand something. What we're seeing come over the border isn't just happening here in America. It isn't just happening here in the U.S. It's happening all over the planet. And you're going to see this happen more and more and more, where these terrorists are going to pop out of what seems to be nowhere. All these humanitarian efforts that we're doing. Just amazing, isn't it? No, in all sincerity, it's just amazing. So we better stop this whole thing where we think, you know, everybody's come over, everybody's here for all the right reasons, because they're not. Trump was exactly right when he said they're not sending us their best, the brightest. Because people that we needed, people who needed to be here, you know, when I was in the IT business for years, right, I worked with people from all over the planet. Because we needed their help, we didn't have enough IT type of people, technology type of people in this country. And I was seeing people from everywhere, India, Japan, China, come here to work with the proper visas. They did it the right way. We're not against people doing things the right way. But if you come here breaking the law, you get in, you're all excited. Now you have the opportunity. They tell you to come back for your hearing and you don't show up. I don't think you're here for the right reason. I don't think you want to be here. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You know who's on. I'm not going to tell you. Be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the Witness Protection Program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
Oh, I'm enjoying the music. Joe Cena, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. That's how we win. We win when you have a clue. When you don't have a clue, you sound like them. And you know what I mean when I say that. But here's somebody who never sounds like them. Sonia Schmidt, my co-host. Every week, she shows up here, ready, raring to go, ready to take on the world. Right? Say yes.
No. No.
No.
Not tonight. No, I need you, and I need your people in the chat room and your people listening to really cheer me up. What's going on now in the world, and particularly in the United States, especially with Veterans Day coming up this weekend? And I am weepy. I'm just like a crybaby. So if you can deal with a crying woman on the air, go for it.
Well,
because
you know me.
I am saddened. I am saddened by what's going on in the world. I just can't believe it's gone down this far this fast.
I'm just so emotional. You know me.
I hope that your listeners and your people in the chat room are a lot more sympathetic and sweet than you are. That's all I.
That.
I just need a hug. It's just been tough. I haven't slept, and I told you guys this when this whole October 7th started, and I'm kind of, you know, I'm a news junkie. I want to keep up with what's going on.
Sure.
And because I'm watching international news, I'm watching a lot of the Israeli channels and people already on that side of the world, I'm up all night. And I think having all of this negativity pumped into my head all night long for over a month now is starting to really take its toll on my sanity.
You can't have all that negative input into the brain.
Right? I know that.
Okay.
Yeah, it makes sense, but I can't stop it. I can't stop. And I want to know. I don't want to miss anything. I just want to be informed. What did you tell your audience? Be informed, be aware. So I'm trying to do that.
Well, I think that you have to find the thing, and you tend to be like a regular news junkie where you don't have a thing. You have a whole bunch of things. And you need to find one or two things that your heart's really big on, get information
thing.
On it, and try to move forward with it.
Well, that's this thing, this whole Hamas thing. But it's built. It's gone from a horrific attack to a war, to an expanding war, to people in the United States revealing themselves as anti-Semitic that I would have never guessed. I mean, I get it that college kids, and you mentioned the older people as well, but I get it that college kids are stupid. And that they have an agenda that is like way far off the mark. But this is plain evil and scary. I don't even have the words for how awful this is. And I don't care what group of people that you're talking about. I'm not just, you know, standing on my bandwagon for Israel, although I kind of am. But I think that if this were any group of people, whether they were white, black, Latina, it doesn't matter how you can go out in the thousands and protest against them. Now, I do get it that a lot of these people haven't even heard what Hamas does. I don't know if you heard that, but a lot of those young people never even heard that side of the story.
Well, they never heard. Yeah, I mean, I was playing a clip the other night of they had no idea what Hamas had done.
No idea.
All they knew was that Gaza was under rule from the Israelis,
occupation.
Which is wrong to begin with.
Right.
I mean, I'm glad you parents out there, if you're listening, aren't you so happy that you were able to flush tens of thousands of dollars down the toilet for your kid to get this kind of education? In college? I mean, come on. It's got to make you feel good. You're a little warm, fuzzy running down your leg,
well,
right?
Hey, let me tell you something. I have a kid. She's older now, but I have a kid who I paid USC money for her to go to school there. She was a communications major. She wanted to be a journalist, a TV journalist, because she was so cute. She just thought she was so cute. And I asked her who the vice president was at the time, and she couldn't name him. So,
whoa!
It's just.
But I bet you she can tell you who won the last 3 years of America's Got Talent.
She knows celebrities and stuff like. I mean, I have to try to keep up with my kids when they're. I mean, granted, they were in the industry, in the entertainment industry, but that means more to them. And yes, I heard about the occupation and all this of Israel from them, and I had to look it up myself. So on top of listening to all the news, I had to do a lot of studying, because I figure when a kid from college says something, it's generally wrong. So let me find out the truth. And it's like, it's just so deep that
Sonia, they say it with such conviction. They went to the AOC school of BS.
That's the problem I have. Ignorance and arrogance are a combination that is so obnoxious, and I'm living with a whole family of those people.
Whoa.
They're so ignorant, but they're so arrogant, and the minute you try to tell them the truth, they will shut you up, shut you down, leave the room, get angry with you. It's just, I've had enough of this. I'm really at my wit's end. And they're ruining not only, like you said, not only the country, which is such a wonderful experiment of freedom and democracy, and it's just America.
Well, not for everybody. What's wrong with you, Sonya? Have you sold out? Black folks have never had freedom and equal right. Come
that's
on,
right.
don't you read the BLM report or whatever they call it?
I remember when I was writing my children's book, after I had been, and it's funny because I listed all the occupations that I've had this week for another reason, but I was writing down all the things that I had gone to school for, gotten certificates for, done in my life. And I remember when I was writing my children's book, the Real Deal on Global Warming, because, I tried to have a conversation with a leftist or a liberal about global warming, and I found that I couldn't get anywhere, so I went back to the drawing board, did my own research, and had enough to write a book about, which I realized I could do because I'd worked for Disney. I knew I could communicate to kids at that point, so I wrote a children's book. But where was I going? I'm so full of anger and angst right now, Joe. I can't even, and emotions. I've been crying. I cannot believe.
But turn that
the way
into
they
a
are.
Way. Turn that into a way to push back and make a difference. Turn that into a way to use your voice in your. I know everybody hates when I say stuff like this, but it's like.
No, that is what you have to do, and it's with,
right.
it's with your family.
In your community to get people out to make a difference. Hey, we gotta go make some money. Be back in a minute. Don't go far, people. A lot more coming up on the Joe Messina Show with Sonya Schmidt.
It seems like every day economic news gets more and more sketchy. We're already seeing huge volatility in the stock market and a rapid erosion in the value of the U.S. dollar. But this time, an economic downturn could happen faster than you ever imagined. Direct Bullion USA, America's number one precious metals company, wants to let you know that now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Direct Bullion USA at 888-787-GOLD and get your free gold investor kit today. Don't wait. Call Direct Bullion USA now at 888-787-4653 and get your free gold and silver survival kit. With all of the uncertainty of a world gone mad, you can take control of your financial future with one call to Direct Bullion USA. Call us now at 888-787-4653. That's 888-787-GOLD.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. In a recent interview with Univision, former President Trump commented on the ongoing Israel-Hamas conflict, expressing the view that the situation will need to unfold naturally.
So you have a war that's going on, and you're probably going to have to let this play out.
Trump highlighted the challenge posed by the long-standing hatred between Israelis and Palestinians. Major players in the tech industry are unveiling a new wave of workforce reductions. Amazon is downsizing its music division, the most recent job cuts impacting workers in Latin America, North America, and Europe. Simultaneously, Google is set to reduce its staff in the consumer services department. The state of Washington faces the most severe pothole problem in the U.S., according to data from USA Today, using Google Trends data from the last 3 years. Following Washington, Minnesota, and Michigan are also identified as states with terrible potholes. John Schaefer, USA News.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information or instant payment, email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Well, I'm back. I love about you guys. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, because if you're not part of the solution, you, as I lovingly say, you is part of the problem. Okay? It's really that simple. So, take a stand. Get involved. Just like Sonia does. Sonia Smith joins me. She does every week. Always appreciate her as my co-host on the show. You know, she adds a little flavor to the show. You know what I mean?
Just a little. Yeah. And tonight probably lasts, but at least. I can't even. Why am I talking tonight and I have had like 2 hours of sleep since October the 7th? I can't believe the direction that our country has taken. I know that people are kind of confused about what they can do at this point because things are so bad. And not everybody's going to be on the radio. Not everybody's going to be a Joe
Messina. No, but you could go have a little barbecue in your backyard with your neighbors, start a block party. You know, I can't tell you how many people in our community have come together, and we are a diverse community, have come together in just a recent situation with this whole parent notification or you know, is it okay for teachers to keep stuff from parents? All of a sudden, I'm watching people, Democrats, lifelong Democrats, who would never vote for Republicans, sitting in the same room with me and saying, how did this happen? I want to say, Joe wants to say, your people did this because the lunatics in your party made this happen. But I don't do that because that doesn't help, right?
No. It doesn't even help us to take total blame, like we were saying over the break. Yes, we let this happen to a certain extent, but we never thought it would be this bad. We never thought that giving them a voice or listening to what they have to say about abortion or this event was going to result in infanticide, or it was going to result in them cutting the genitalia off of our children without our knowledge. We didn't know. In our wildest dreams.
Evil is evil. We need to wake up and remember what happened during the Holocaust.
It's on roller skates.
Right?
That's right. That's
slavery,
right.
Same thing. I mean, people are evil. And you never know the depths to what evil they'll go to.
That's right. And once it sees an open door, which we did give them,
We
did allow them. And I often said, you know, it's like letting your children run your household. At first, it's kind of cute.
letting the inmates run the asylum. Yeah, that makes sense.
Exactly. In the beginning, it's cute. And then, now they got the weapons, and now they got the language, and now they've grown up. They're bigger than you now, and you're a little weaker. And that's where this country is. And I don't think any of us expected it to get this bad. But I love that idea that you said that people are getting together for small gatherings, block parties. Because I often wonder, you know, you say get involved, get engaged, do something. But I don't know that people know all the different options and, you know, creative options that they can do. And that's something that I never really even thought of.
But think about the booster clubs and the sports team and the cheerleaders. And, you know, they come together doing those kind of things, right? Go ahead.
But you know what? Also, what the left has been very good at doing is silencing us and fearing us into silence. So we're almost too scared to find, and I worked in Hollywood, so it was very difficult to find out who might be on our side, you know, who might have logical thinking. And sometimes it was the guy who was the quietest. And then you realize that, you know, silence was, you know, you kind of admitted yourself. That you had different leanings just by you weren't chiming in on the discussions. So I think that it's harder to do that. And we don't want to just be preaching to the choir. Like you said, you want to have those people there who have been responsible for this getting to where it is without blaming them point blank. But those are wonderful. That's a wonderful creative way of doing it. I say, you know, when you can, with your family, whatever open, you know, it's almost like, you know, it's almost like ministering the word of God. Yeah, and we've talked about this personally.
God word on public radio. Ooh.
I'm so sorry.
Yeah.
Well, so can we just call G, the big G?
They're going to come get you now.
Big G. You know that that's your gig. That's what you're supposed to be doing, and that's what your heart wants you to do. But you're so nervous about doing it, and, you know, you don't want to offend, and you don't want to. So it's almost the same thing when you're talking about these sorts of which have now been politicized issues. I don't know what's political about cutting the genitalia off your kids without your knowledge, but
Wait a minute. Look what they did with abortion, though. Even in Christian community, they're accusing pastors of you know, bringing in political issues when they talk about abortion, when in reality life is all about God. It has nothing to do with politics.
That's not political. But what happens is the left has turned everything political. So we're scared.
They're very good at it too.
Yeah. Yes. Listen, the evil never rests. Evil never rests. We do. We want time off. We think everything's no, while we're resting and thinking things are cool, they're devising a new way to get to where they want. And they have an agenda. They have a goal. And, I mean, to me, and I go back to watching all those thousands of people marching in America, marching in the UK, marching in Australia. That shows me how effective evil has been. I didn't even see that coming. Would have guessed.
Over the years, think about something, right? I rail on education in the big cities, right? I say the people that take the biggest beating in the inner cities, because we always hear about, you know, we need more money, we need better education, we need this, we need that. I go, you know, it doesn't matter. All these major cities are run by Democrats. They throw money at it, and they still have some of the worst education systems on the planet. And now that mayor in Mayor Johnson there in Chicago, he has decided no more grading for kids. Okay, that the grades for the schools as a whole come from how much funding he decides to give to schools. That's number one. But he thinks it's too hard for them. It's too hard for kids of different means to be able to make the grade, so to speak. I'm going, see, again, here's a black man saying black kids don't have the ability to do it. I mean, he's doing a Joey B, right? Black kids don't have the ability to do as well as them white kids, you know.
He's doing the bidding of his white slave masters, and he's okay with it.
Oh,
and at the same time, we'll call people like me, people like Zoe, people like Officer Tatum, Candace Owens, Larry Elders. We are the sellouts. We are the in their because they have to call us names. They have to put us down because that's their tribe, and they get kudos for doing things like that. And I often wondered in the past, it ain't there no more. What was the purpose of dumbing down our children? Now I see why.
You know why.
You know, they are using our kids. They are playing them like a fiddle.
Oh, listen, again, Jim Crow. I keep telling people, just go back to the Jim Crow. You need to understand the only reason that the Jim Crow laws were put into place so that you wouldn't educate black folks, so they wouldn't have any way of understanding or knowing they didn't have to be in the position they were in. Keep them ignorant. You keep them under your thumb.
That's right. That's right. And the left who will scream and whine about men wanting to keep women barefoot and pregnant, that's the same thing. You're accusing men of wanting to keep us, subservient, uneducated, unable to mobilize and move and make our own personal decisions. What do they do? There is racism in this country, and it comes from the left, and they've done such an incredible job. And to be able to virtue signal while doing it is pure genius.
Well, you know, Zoe was talking about this last night, and he was saying, that Tim Scott is doing a big disservice by saying there is no, racism doesn't exist anymore. And
does he say that?
Yeah. And Zoe says, come on, think about this, Joe. The Democrat Party keeps this alive. They're the ones that are stroking
racism.
And he said, as long as the Republican Party keeps pushing the fact that it doesn't exist and systemic racism doesn't exist, you're going to have a problem. We're going to have the problem. We need to say it does exist, and those are the people that are keeping it on life
support. Where it lies. And white privilege? Where is more white privilege than the Biden family?
Oh, I know.
Okay. It's heartbreaking to see these people who hate America be rulers of America, to be in our Congress, to be in, and to have these feckless Republicans who can't stand up against it is just...
They have no spine.
One, right.
When we come back, we can talk about spineless Republicans, I promise.
I'm your
host. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more with Tony Schmidt when we return.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendovite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendovite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendovite is all natural. Extendovite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendovite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
Go visit your host. Always a pleasure. You know, you do have to snap out of it. Stop being nice, okay? Can we do that? You know, I've been saying let me bring her on. Sonia Schmidt joins me as my co-host on Fridays. Always appreciate her time with me. But Sonia, I've been saying forever that Republicans feel like they have to play with the Marcus of Queensberry rules, and the Democrats are in the guerrilla warfare, right? Why don't you just put your head on the chopping block, sharpen the axe, and hand it to them, right? Say yes.
Yes. I will be obedient. Yes, sir.
There you go.
We do. I don't, you know, I'm going to cut us some grace here. I think Republicans had faith in their representatives. And it took us a while to find out that they were on the same team as the team we were fighting. So... yeah, I mean, things do take a while. Just because they say they have our best interests at heart, I mean, it's just like being in a relationship or anything else. You just go, well, they said.
Somebody got mad at me once, but I kept saying, this is like the guy that beats his wife and tells her he loves her.
He loves her. That's right? We are beaten down, abused spouses, whether that be females or males, because we do know now that the numbers are just as strong or strong in the male population. But we want to believe in love.
Yeah.
And
there was a song about that, wasn't it? Yeah.
What's love got to do with it is the song I like. But watching this Mike Johnson come about I know we're all walking on, we're all like cautious because we've been beaten up so many times. I mean, how many speakers have we been betrayed by? How many, you know, we didn't hear about this guy. He just came out and he seems to be okay. But we're a party that's been quite abused, and we're a party that's been, we've accepted being losers, as Rush Limbaugh used to say, for so long. We are, and Vivek, bless his heart, said it at the debates. My grandson used to call it the debats, because I used to have him watch when he was like 3 years old. He didn't know how to say it. But at the debates, Vivek said, we are now accustomed to being the party of losers.
Well, he's right.
Yeah, absolutely right.
But does a comfort in being a loser, because you're not expected to rule, you're not expected to legislate.
That's what
so
happens.
For years, is that what he's? Because for years, all we had to do was push back. Oh, well, we can't do anything about it. You know, we don't have the power.
But that's what happens when you analyze or, you know, observe the personality of the abused spouse, the person in the relationship. They soon become accustomed to that role, and they don't think there's anything wrong with it, not only for them, but they don't think that the abuser is doing anything to them. And it takes somebody, if you have a girlfriend or a guy friend who's absorbing this sort of abuse, it takes you to stand up and go, what are you doing to yourself?
Yep.
Get out of there. Rescue yourself, your children, your home. And I think that that's what, you know, Rush has done for so long before he passed away. And Vivek did the other night. He just said, you know what, hold up for me. Holla, 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 holla. We going to talk about something else right now. And it's going to be called the truth.
Yeah, he does keep coming back around to... he believes, look, I'm the younger Trump, if you would. I know how to use social media.
No, he doesn't use that word.
Well, he doesn't use that word, but think about it. He always talks about
how... He uses his age.
What?
He does talk about his age, but that is an advantage.
Well, I'm not saying it's not, but like he said, he's inexperienced in life and in, you know, he said, I've been busy building a business. Well, running a country is not building a business. That's number one. Number two,
I think
he's running for a media gig. I do not think he's running for president.
It doesn't matter. I have friends who thought Trump wasn't seriously running for president either. And
his numbers were big from day one.
Oh, I don't think so. But, but nevertheless, I had friends. No, I can't research.
Come on, he ran against 15 bozos. Can we just be honest about it?
Yes, but he climbed that ladder. He didn't jump out as the number one.
No. But everybody was pretty excited.
Yeah. So, yeah. And I didn't like him in the beginning. But nevertheless, I don't think... Yeah. Vivek mentions his age, and I think his age is an advantage, even though the remark that he made about Nikki Haley's daughter may have been unseemly to many people, but if you listen to his whole comment, what he was saying is that don't criticize this if, you know, don't crap where you eat, first of all. Your daughter was using this, and it's an example, he was trying to say, of how it reaches out to the younger generation, which none of those people on stage can do but him. So I think, and I don't think he's just compared himself to Trump, but I think a lot of other people have, and I do too.
He has made reference several times about, you know, he's got the same attitude as Trump. He doesn't trust the media like Trump doesn't trust the media.
Good.
He does draw a lot of parallels between
himself
and Trump.
That's not a problem for me, because it's very, but look how, you know, and being a businessman, he is a family man. He's been a very successful businessman. So I think he has a place. It may not, and it's not going to be president. None of those people standing on that stage are going to be president.
But
I wish that they would all shut down and take Trump's side and go, why are we doing this? We're going to side with Trump.
Well, Chris Christie is going like to have to die with a buzzards. Pork chop in his mouth before he gives up his place.
They look like buzzards, except I would say without Vivek. But they do look like buzzards just waiting to see if Trump is going to go to jail, and then they'll see where they can land. But nobody's going to vote
Scott
for them.
Up on stage and looked like he just didn't belong there. He was kind of hanging out to see if he could bring them a drink or do whatever. You know what I mean? Did you see him? The poor guy. Yeah, okay. Here we go. Had nothing to do with color. He was just sitting there, and he's like, you know, waiting to be told what to do. You know?
He was, I don't know, I was like, when I saw him there, I was like, oh, God, is he still here? He's not our best black representative.
So wait, he's a nice guy.
I'll be honest with you.
He's a smart guy. I've heard him speak. Okay, I'm not saying he's a genius, but he's not an idiot either. I mean, some of these guys get to Congress, get to Senate. Yeah, you know, they barely made it out of the sixth grade, right?
I'd rather see Officer Tatum up there, to be honest.
Well, we want fighters. What? You and I want fighters up there.
But I tell you what, even his voice, I had to turn the sound off every time he spoke. It sounded like, would you clear your voice? There's just something. And then he brought out his surprise girlfriend. It's like, nobody cares about you or your surprise girlfriend. But I do think it's interesting that the Republican Party, our strongest candidates, happen to be two people of color. You know, Nikki Haley and Vivek Ramaswamy.
Well, yeah, listen, look at the group that's stepping up and stepping in to maybe run against Biden. They're all white folks, right?
They're all white.
We have the female. We have a female person of color. We have the black man. We have the brown man, if you would.
And
then
we
got the fat old white guy. I mean, everybody's a fat old white guy. So, but you talk about diversity, it ain't on the other side.
But isn't that funny how they can, or interesting how they can say nothing to see here, and we'll all do that while they bring in the old white guy. We are now ruled by not only an old white guy, but an old, decrepit,
rich white guy.
Rich, corrupt, decrepit white guy. While they're telling us we're racist, that's how good they are.
Yeah,
and if y'all don't start talking to your families like this, like Joe and I are talking, and not worry about the fallout, God bless you, because the country is going under. I'm not getting any sleep, so you guys got to get out there.
Well, the truth of the matter is, we have to be able to have these conversations. You and I, we've talked about this before. The World War II vets, the Vietnam vets, the whatever vets are no longer in our homes anymore. I mean, we've kind of moved along. The young people have no respect for them. And if you really want to know what oppression is all about, if you really want to know about these things in other countries, those guys need to be here. Those girls need to be here telling us what it was like when they fought overseas.
But you know what? They have such honor that they don't talk about it. And they're probably, if I'm feeling what I'm feeling and I'm not, a veteran, they must be so heartbroken to see their children, their grandchildren speaking like this and feeling like this. It's just got to be. I'm heartbroken for the nation. I don't have any other way of explaining it, but I'm heartbroken lately.
Well, you're gonna have to throw back a drink or something, because we're gonna go. It's the top of the hour.
Okay.
We're gonna do a little reset. Heat up a drink. Go to the bathroom, people. I don't want you leaving halfway through the show. Sonia and I will be back in just a few minutes.